This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Lynn Neary in Washington. On the Senate floor today, final arguments were made by the members of each political party on a proposed constitutional amendment that would define marriage as a union between one man and one woman. Debate on the floor reached rhetorical highs as Democrats and Republicans argued their point of view. Here's Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts.
Mr. President, it speaks volumes that the Senate Republican leadership has taken this disgraceful detour into right-wing campaign politics, when so much genuine Senate business is still unfinished and so little time is left to get it done.
Democratic Senator Edward Kennedy speaking today on the floor of the Senate. Republican Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania took up the other side.
This is a great and extraordinary occasion. I would argue the future of our country hangs in the balance because the future of the American family hangs in the balance. What we are about here today is to try to protect something that civilizations for 5,000 years have understood to be a public good.
Republican Senator Rick Santorum on the Senate floor today arguing in favor of a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage. In the end, the proposal failed to muster the 60 votes needed to get to the floor, so the issue of a constitutional amendment is off the table, at least for now. And the question we want to talk about is what's next for both sides of this issue, and we want to hear from you. How important is this issue to you in this election year? Call us with your comments. Our number is 800-989-TALK, and you can send us an email at totn@npr.org. Joining us here in Studio 3A is Jay Sekulow. He is the chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, which opposes gay marriage. Thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
You lobbied very hard on behalf of the federal marriage amendment. What do you do now? What's your next step?
Well, this was a vote on cloture, and there wasn't the 60 votes, which none of us expected there would be. It was 48, which means it's going to be hotly debated. There is, of course, companion legislation in form of a constitutional amendment right now in the House of Representatives. That is up for a vote either in late August or September. So the attention now goes from the Senate to the House, and then it'll eventually go back to the Senate. Constitutional amendments, there have been many in the United States history. There have been some. They never passed on the first time.
You're going to continue to work for the constitutional amendment.
Absolutely. That's not going to stop.
Why is that the priority rather than working on a state-by-state basis?
Well, for a couple of reasons. Number one, a state constitutional amendment could be deemed unconstitutional by the Supreme Court of the United States under what's called the Supremacy Clause. And based on a couple of Supreme Court decisions in the last few years, I think it would be a very difficult challenge for my side to succeed at the Supreme Court. And basically, the issue's been thrust on the nation because of four unelected judges in Massachusetts. And now there's a hearing going on right now in Massachusetts, which could allow individuals outside of the state of Massachusetts to get married in Massachusetts and then return to their domicile state, which would put all 50 nations in play.
But why help with these states. Why bring this up in Congress now with so few weeks left in the legislative session and with polls showing that this is not the issue that's in the forefront of necessarily the most important issue?
Well,
for America.
You know, there's a lot of issues that the country's having to deal with right now, but the fact is that all the polls show that close to 70% of the American people do not want a marriage to be redefined by courts or anyone else for that matter as an institution between just opposite. They want what we call the traditional view of marriage to stay in place between a man and a woman. Their opposition to same-sex marriage is pretty significant. It's running about 70%. I think, look, part of it's the timing is just the normal Senate timing. You do have an election year. A lot of people have been working on this, but the timing was dictated really by the court in Massachusetts on May 17th.
All right, if you could stay with us, sure. Jay. We're going to bring in another guest now. Cheryl Jakes is the president of Human Rights Campaign, a gay and lesbian rights organization, and she's with us on the phone. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Lynn. Happy to be with you.
And your reaction to today's vote?
Oh, this was a very, very important vote, an important win. What we saw today was President Bush and the Republican Party attempting to divide the country by changing our most precious document, the United States Constitution, and it backfired. Instead, what we saw was a division in the Republican Party. We saw moderate Republicans decisively voting against tampering with the United States Constitution. And, you know, I'm sad to hear Jay say that they will continue on this plight because, you know, the framers of the Constitution set a very high bar to change the United States Constitution, a supermajority. They didn't even have a simple majority today. They do not have the United States Senate with them. They won't have the Congress with them. And frankly, they won't have the country with them when all is said and done because Americans are opposed to changing the United States Constitution to write discrimination into that precious document.
But if this fight for a constitutional amendment is to continue, then what is your strategy going to have to be?
It will be the exact same strategy we've been employing since day one, showing that the vast majority of Americans are good-hearted and fair-minded, that many elected officials in both parties, today we saw a bipartisan vote in both parties, are appalled at the idea that extremists want to tamper and tinker with our most precious document, the United States Constitution, that's only been amended a handful of times, always to expand liberties by ending slavery, giving women the right to vote, and they want to write discrimination into that document and say that one group of Americans, gay and lesbian Americans, are going to be treated differently in this country than all other Americans. That is a frightening precedent, and I think there is no appetite for that in this country.
Jay Sekulow, I want to ask you about that. What, even if Americans are against gay marriage, a majority of Americans, I believe, I don't have the numbers exactly, but I believe large numbers of Americans certainly are against amending the Constitution.
It's pretty equally divided, actually, when you get to the constitutional amendment issue. It's 70% are against gay marriage, what's called gay marriage, and then you have about the country's pretty evenly divided. But let me correct one thing that Cheryl said here. First of all, this was not a huge crossover vote. There were four Democrats that voted in favor of cloture. There were four Republicans that voted against cloture. So, it was pretty close. It was 48-50. Now, you have to have 60 to break cloture, so the cloture vote wasn't there. But to say that the Senate overwhelmingly was clearly not the case. Look, when you go for a constitutional amendment, those of us that have studied this process know that if you take the Equal Rights Amendment back in the 1970s, it did not pass on its first voting. It took years to get it passed by the House and the Senate before it was then sent to the states, ultimately did not get ratified. But that is the constitutional process. To be disappointed with the fact that American citizens want to continue the process, that's their right to do, and that's what they're going to do.
Cheryl, let me turn that question around, which is that while a majority may oppose a constitutional amendment, a majority of Americans also oppose gay marriage. So you do have your work cut out for you.
Well, when you poll Americans, and there's been an awful lot of polls by both sides on this question, the issue of gay marriage ranks dead last, if at all. Americans wake up in the morning worried about the war in Iraq and bringing our soldiers home safely, good jobs in the economy, the cost of health care, good schools, safe communities. They don't care about this issue. This is an extremist minority in this country who are driving this as a political wedge issue, trying to divide the country, trying to distract the country, including President Bush, who doesn't want to talk to America.
Be that as it may, you have a fight cut out for you, it sounds like.
Sure.
And so how do you wage that battle from your perspective?
You know, we continue to do what we have done. First of all, we introduce America to who we are. We're the moms next door, the colleague in the cubicle next to you, your brother, your sister, your children. You know, gay and lesbian Americans live in every corner of this country. Over 2 million children are being raised in gay and lesbian households, like my own household, raising twin little 2-year-old boys. You know, we live lives much like everyone else. Our house runs on Cheerios and bedtime and bath time and book time. And as America comes to know that, and they are, America's opinion is changing. I mean, we saw Liz Cheney, the vice president's wife, over the weekend talking about the fact that this constitutional amendment was a mistake. States should be able to decide this for themselves. States should be able to recognize and treat couples the way they see fit. You know, people just don't feel the way the other side wants them to feel.
Well, are we so naive, and I don't think we are, in American political life, to think that if there wasn't a significant portion of the American public that was concerned about an issue, nobody would have taken it up in the Senate. These are political people. The politics of it are part of it. I mean, that's reality. We live in Washington. We understand that. To say that the politics didn't matter here or that there was no support within the populace, I think is an overstatement. Clearly, going into this, we did not think there were 60 votes for cloture. This is a long process. Attention turns to the House. It'll go back to the Senate at the appropriate time. It's a big issue for a lot of people.
We're talking about the vote today on the federal marriage amendment, and you are listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. We're going to take a call now from Mark, and he is in Durham, North Carolina. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Please go ahead.
We seem to be talking about the gay marriage issue in particular because of the vote today. But what I'm interested in is, since we are discussing protecting marriage, why there hasn't been a discussion of, say, banning divorce, which of course would protect your marriage then.
Well, you can't ban divorce. I mean, there's been cases on that. A lot of people look at the whole situation of no-fault divorce and think it has significantly hurt marriage in the United States. I tend to agree with that, but that is not something of constitutional significance, at least right now, for the American people. This is a redefinition of the institution of marriage, the dissolution of marriage. And by the way, there's the first dissolution case, which I find interesting, in California. One of the couples that got a marriage license from the mayor in San Francisco is now seeking a divorce from that marriage, which meant the marriage lasted approximately 7 or 8 weeks, which
kind
is
like Britney Spears' marriage.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Period. That portion of it is going to come into play. Now, those marriage licenses probably will not be deemed valid by the California courts at this point. But I think, look, the divorce is a real problem, and I don't think Cheryl and I disagree on that. That is a problem that impacts families and it impacts kids, and nobody, I don't think, on either side of this issue, want to encourage that. I mean, it's that's not a good development in the United States.
Jay, how do you plan to, since there seems to be a pretty big divide in this country, as there is over a lot of political issues right now, what is your strategy for trying to win more people over to your point of view?
I think the advantage that we will have in this debate, and we'll see how it goes, is that the legal groups that are representing the gay and lesbian individuals involved in these cases are going to continue to bring cases. And as those cases arrive at the doorsteps of people in Minnesota and New York and Georgia and Tennessee and Texas and California, and you start seeing that aspect of it play out over the months ahead, I think then when it's knocking at your door, so to speak, this radical redefinition of marriage, I think that's when you're going to see even more of a reaction, and you may have more of a Senate reaction. A lot of the people today, a lot of the senators said today quite clearly that they didn't think it was time for this. They didn't say it wasn't necessary ultimately, but this wasn't the right time. That's a debate that'll take place.
And why is it not the right time? Because of the war? Because of the election?
No, they were saying because they want to see what the courts do with the full faith and credit clause. Most states, a lot of states, 38 states, have defense of marriage acts. So when you look at the gay marriage issue right now, Cheryl does have, and she's very bright and very articulate and does a very good job advocating her position, but she does have her work cut out for her because most states don't want to recognize this.
All right, let me see if we can get one more call in. Chi in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Chi.
Hello there.
Go ahead.
I love your show. Thank you very much for being on the air. My question to the opponents of gay marriage is if the constitutional ban on gay marriage is intended to protect children of this country, why not enact a law that bans divorce among couples who have children?
Well, we've just answered that
question. We did just have that question.
Yeah, and I can't imagine that any of us are in favor of divorce.
The point the callers are trying to make is, you know, how does it hurt any marriage out there when a loving, committed couple, many raising children, have the right to visit one another in a hospital emergency room, have the right to collect Social Security survivor benefits that they pay into when their loved one passes away, have the right to have Family and Medical Leave Act and inheritance protections and tax protections and all the things that come when a committed, loving couple get married and they have the protections that are in place that keep families strong. I think that's what your callers are saying. Well, how does that possibly hurt another person's marriage? And that's really what this boils down to at the end of the day.
How important do you think this issue is going to be in the presidential election, Cheryl?
You know, I think it's going to be discussed. I think that the president would love people to be talking about this exclusively so that he didn't have to talk about the debacle of the war in Iraq or the hemorrhaging of jobs in this country, the cost of health care, 45 million Americans without it, the fact that our schools haven't improved and our communities are no safer. John Kerry, on the other hand, is talking about the issues that matter to Americans. And this is dead last. The issue of changing the Constitution, the issue of gay marriage, is dead last in every single poll. This is not what Americans are worried about. They're worried about their jobs and they're worried about their country and security and health care. And that's what John Kerry is going to be talking about.
Jay Sekulow, is there any chance that it could backfire for those who are opposed to gay marriage to bring this up at this time in the country's history, at this while the election is going on, while we're debating the war in Iraq?
No, I don't think so, because, number one, this issue was thrust upon the American people by, as I said, four unelected judges in Massachusetts. The deliberative process here has been completely eviscerated by these four judges' decision. And the politics of it, I venture to say that there will not be a debate that goes by when the presidential debates take place, that this does not come up as an issue. It came up as an issue in 2000. It's going to be an issue in 2004. All of the issues that Cheryl mentioned, whether it's health care, whether it's the war in Iraq, the marriage issue will be part of it. The cultural issues will still be part of it. This is a country that can think of more than one issue at a time.
All right. I want to thank both of you for joining us today on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you.
Jay Sekulow is chief counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He joined me here in Studio 3A. Cheryl Jakes is president of the Human Rights Campaign. She joined us by phone. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.